20 years ago, she was known as the First Lady of Televangelism, a tiny woman whose false eyelashes were as riveting as they were long. The nation was fascinated by the rise and fall of Tammy Faye Baker and her husband Jim Baker, who were felled by sex and financial scandals.
We can't say we've learned a good lesson. We've learned a... I hate that it took this many years to learn it. I'm getting a little old for starting over again. But I'll guarantee you, folks, we learned it.
But somehow Tammy Faye Baker, who remarried to become Tammy Faye Messner, remade herself. She died Friday after a long battle with colon cancer. She was 65. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
It was the eyelashes that turned heads, long and fake, thick and caked with mascara that ran down her face when she cried on television, which she did quite a bit. There was some makeup, too, the wigs of many different colors, the 1980s shoulder pads that made her look like a tiny linebacker. It was, she told Terry Gross on NPR's Fresh Air in 2004, just who she was.
I'm a little 4'11" woman. But I like big jewelry, so that's basically the only thing that's exaggerated on me is I probably wear bigger jewelry and carry bigger purses than most people do. I like big stuff.
Big pretty well describes her life. Tammy Faye LaValle was born in Minnesota, the oldest of eight children, and set out to become a missionary. In Bible college, she met a charismatic student named James Baker, and the couple left school to become itinerant missionaries. Their puppets became their entree into television.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Susie Moppet and Ollie the Alligator, voiced by Tammy Faye, drew the interest of a preacher just beginning his television ministry. In 1966, Pat Robertson hired the Bakers for his fledgling Christian Broadcasting Network, where they launched the 700 Club. Next, they helped found what would become the other major Christian TV empire, TBN. In 1974, they moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, to launch their own network, called PTL, short for Praise the Lord or People That Love. Baker described the early days in the 2000 documentary film The Eyes of Tammy Faye.
We believed that Christianity should be fun. We believed it should be joyful. And I think we were one of the first people to put fun and laughter in Christianity.
It was like the Tonight Show on Christian steroids.
Ken Garfield covered the Bakers for 14 years as religion editor for the Charlotte Observer.
It was over the top. It was loud. It was music. It was Tammy crying. It was Jim preaching. It was B, C-list Christian celebrities sitting on a sofa in a very ornate room. It was meant to make you laugh and sing and cry.
The Jim and Tammy Show was a hit, a brash and self-mocking program that made the Bakers a household name among Christians. As the Bakers' television ministry grew in the mid-1980s, they built Heritage USA, a theme park and resort hotel that became the number three tourist destination in the United States. Some were put off by the Bakers' lifestyle, wondering why servants of the Lord owned three homes and made a $1 million salary, and eventually their ambitious plans began to drown them in debt. Journalist Ken Garfield says that the Bakers promised donors a share in the theme park and the right to stay at the Heritage Hotel, and it worked for a while.
They would have the bank of volunteers taking your calls and praying with you and taking your money, and you'd be a PTL partner, and a PTL partner would get you the timeshare, and when he oversold the timeshares is what landed him in prison.
The Bakers' world unraveled quickly. Jim Baker admitted to a brief affair with a secretary named Jessica Hahn, and he later went to prison for fraud. Tammy Faye divorced him and married her friend Roe Messner, who had also served time in prison for fraud. The mid-1990s would open Chapter 2 on Messner's life. This Bible-believing evangelical became a gay man's diva. The documentary The Eyes of Tammy Faye, which chronicled her almost biblical rise and fall, was an instant hit with the gay community. Over her 6.5 decades, Tammy Faye would reinvent herself, from First Lady of Evangelical Christianity to a gay icon, and finally, and most poignantly, to a cancer survivor. She licked the colon cancer once, but then it returned. Ken Garfield says Tammy Faye Messner will be remembered as being in the eye of the scandal that poisoned televangelism for years. And yet.
Even among you know, those who maybe won't forgive the scandal kind of have an sort of an affection. You know, you think of Tammy and you kind of smile. And I think a lot of people will, when they think of Tammy, kind of smile and shake their head.
Tammy Faye Messner leaves behind a husband and ex-husband, two children, and millions of people who know exactly whom you're talking about when you say Tammy Faye. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.